And the young man deferred not to do the thing, because he had delight in Jacob's daughter, and he was more honorable than all the house of his father. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land, and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only the Lord had a delight in thy fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all people as it is this day. And it shall be, if thou have no delight in her, then thou shalt let her go whither she will. But thou shalt not sell her at all for money. Thou shalt not make merchandise of her, because thou hast humbled her. And Samuel said, Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. And Saul commanded his servants, saying, Commune with David secretly, and say, Behold, the king hath delight in thee, and all his servants love thee. Now therefore be the king's son-in-law. But if he thus say, I have no delight in thee, behold, here am I, let him do to me as seemeth good unto him. And Joab said unto the king, Now the Lord thy God add unto the people, how many soever they be, an hundredfold, and that the eyes of my lord the king may see it. But why doth my lord the king delight in this thing? So Haman came in, and the king said unto him, What shall be done unto the man whom the king delighteth to honor? Now Haman thought in his heart, To whom would the king delight to do honor more than to myself? For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shalt lift up thy face unto God. Will he delight himself in the Almighty? Will he always call upon God? For he hath said, It profiteth a man nothing that he should delight himself with God. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. But to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit, but the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls, with the calves of the people, till every one submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. And I will delight myself in thy commandments which I have loved. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge, who rejoice to do evil, and delight in the frowardness of the wicked? Then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. A false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. They that are of a froward heart are abomination to the Lord, but such as are upright in their way are his delight. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right. A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. Delight is not seemly for a fool, much less for a servant to have rule over princes. But to them that rebuke him shall be delight, and a good blessing shall come upon them. Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest, yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? I am full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of he-goats. Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them, which shall not regard silver, and as for gold, they shall not delight in it. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. And I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man,